Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering why you advertise something that you pay $2 and you get a KitchenAid mixer, and then when you try to do it, it comes up that you owe $59.89.
No problem, so I'll be happy to take a look into that for you. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Betty Davis, 27356.
Just a moment. Can you verify your mailing address?
222 Owen Street, Star, North Carolina.
All right, so I show you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a mixer. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, provides recipe guides, cut carbs, etc., and that's priced $59.89 a month.
No, forget it. That's, to me, that's false advertising.
All right, so I definitely understand you wanted to cancel. We are offering a special $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No.
Okay, just a moment.
I just wanted to verify that you're false advertising.
All right. Well, it wouldn't be false advertising when it does.
It doesn't say anything about you signing up for anything.
Yes, it does, ma'am, in the terms and conditions.
No, it don't.
Yes, ma'am, I agree to disagree. It does. So the account has been canceled. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with your confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
I don't need a confirmation because
you
ain't
no problem. Everything's canceled. You have a great day. Thanks for calling customer support.
You too.